We're all ecstatic to have you as part of our Braille production team. My name is Javier Martinez. I am one of the three coordinators here at USIMAC. I am here with a few of my colleagues. We have Mandy Kay, who is the Braille production coordinator. We also have Cassidy McFarland with us, who is the executive secretary for USIMAC and the financial manager for the PBN program. We also have Amy Young, who's a proofreading production coordinator, and she will also be monitoring the Zoom chat today. If you have any questions during this webinar, please send them directly to Amy Young, where she will hold all the, she will look at all the questions and they will be answered at the end of the webinar. So with that, let's get started.
Oh, we're gonna be at the last slide, so that's great. We'll do this backwards. This sounds fun, right?
Well, it wouldn't be a webinar without technical difficulties.
Yeah, why would I be prepared?
Okay, so just to give you a brief overview about USIMAC, we are the Utah State Instructional Materials Access Center, otherwise known as USIMAC. We just celebrated our 12th birthday, so we were founded in January of 2009 with the vision to help provide school districts and charter schools in the state of Utah with accessible educational materials to all eligible students. Federal law and equity requires that all eligible students are provided curriculum materials in Braille at the same time as their peers. This is a goal that you are all part of, and we appreciate your professional and timely work to provide this resources to all our students. Normally, our heavy production time starts in March, April, until November and December, with a slight bump again in January. This year has been a little bit different. It's been pretty much consistently busy with regards to the PBNs. As you all know, Braille producing is not an easy job. There's a lot of moving parts in the production timeline, and we realize that you all have other projects and are working with other projects with other students in other states. So communication is extremely important, as we will discuss later on in this presentation. So how to become a PBN. Anyone who has completed the Library of Congress Braille certification course may be eligible to become a part of the USIMAC Preferred Braille Network. You will need to email your statement of qualification, your letter of interest, and a copy of your certificate to pbn@usdb.org. You will also need to request and complete our USIMAC internal UEB proficiency test and return it to the same address, pbn@usdb.org, within 30 days of receiving the test. For the complete process, you can visit our website at usimac.org/join us, and that is where you'll find some resources and helpful information on how to join our preferred Braille network. We review applications quarterly. The months will be February, May, August, and December. An evaluation team will evaluate your statement of qualifications and letters and the letter of interest and test results. And we will let you know if you have met the requirements to be on the approved vendor list. We will notify you of the test results within 3 weeks of the test submission. Mandy, you want to take it over?
Yes. At the beginning of the year, active PBN members will receive notification via email and snail mail requesting your current year's price list form. Please note a misprint on our 2020 price list form regarding levels 1 and 2. Level 1 should have read grade K-3, and level 2 should have read grade 4-8. If you would like to resubmit a new form, you're always welcome to update your price list forms, are accepted by active members year round. The state of Utah is required to award contracts to the lowest available PBN member. We award contracts to available members with the lowest cost in the specified category first, and then continue to the next lowest and so forth moving through the list. If you choose not to submit a new signed price list form, you will remain inactive in our system for up to 1 calendar year, after which you will be required to reapply and retest. If we have competing members for we will offer the project simultaneously to each PBN member within the same price range. And we'll award the contract to the first PBN member to respond. If you're currently on a contract and have completed it early, you can become available to accept another contract as soon as you receive a final fact sheet and we receive a correct final invoice from you. If you're unsure what rates to list, please talk with others in the industry, or you can look at our rates, last year's rates on our website. If you would like to receive more work, you may want to consider adjusting your rate or lowering it. As noted in our annual contract letter, our eligibility requirements have changed for UEB Technical Math. For active PBN members who would like to bid on UEB Technical Math levels 1 through 3, you'll be required to complete our internal math test. For non-members, as a prerequisite, you must first meet the qualifications to become a PBN member with USAINAC. I'm pleased to share this year we'll be offering a $50 bonus for each of these tests. The bonus will apply during 2021 and only on your first attempt. If you would like to bid in these categories, please send an email to pbn@usdb.org requesting the test. Testing for technical math level 2 and 3 will begin on February 8th. Level 2 must be taken and passed before requesting level 3. You will have 45 calendar days to submit your test from the date of receiving it. You must receive a score of 80% or higher. You may only take one test at a time, and each test is roughly 16 print pages. In the future, when the United States offers a UEB technical certification course, this certification will be required. Currently, our level 1 test is not available at this time, but we will notify you by email as soon as it comes available. Here we have an example email. Carefully read through the contract before accepting, as crucial details, requirements, and deadlines are listed out. These deadlines are set based on the needs of our students. Once the deadlines are set and a purchase order is approved, the deadline cannot be changed. The purchase order is a firm contract with the state of Utah and must be adhered to. Failure to complete a contract by an agreed deadline will result in a violation. Please note, during this process, you may negotiate an alternate deadline if you feel our deadline is unreasonable. However, once the offer is officially accepted and approved email sent out, the deadline cannot be adjusted. Arrowed sections are in red and green are just reminders from last year's changes. Javier.
Okay. Please be aware that there are 3 different levels of approval that must take place once you accept a contract. This can take between 1 to 10 business days, but no longer than 10. Once approved, you will be emailed a purchase order. You are not authorized to begin work until you have received the purchase order. Any work completed prior to receiving the purchase order will not be compensated for in the event that the contract is canceled before it completes the approval process. If a contract is canceled after the approval process, you'll be compensated for any completed work that you submit within 24 hours of the contract cancellation email. Above in that slide, we have an example of the wording that you will receive in that email. So for the approved purchase order, on the screen, you will find an example of an approved purchase order email. Please ensure to reply to this email and CC your editor within 24 hours to confirm the receipt of your PO and acknowledgement of your deadline. Please note that all communication must be sent via email to the email address pbn@usdb.org. And make sure that you CC your assigned editor on the project you are working on. The project process. Once you are assigned an editor, you will receive their contact information. You may be working with several different editors over the course of the season. Please pay careful attention to the assigned editor for each contract and work only with that editor. You must include the CI number in the subject line of every communication. The CI number is what we will give you in the purchase order email. We process over 3,000 projects every year. So the contracts established are based on these CI numbers. Without them, we won't know which contract you are talking about, and this will cause some delays. USIMAC does not accept partial submissions of work. We will only accept submittal of complete volumes, chapters, units, or sections. A project refusal. If you refuse a project or fail to respond to a project request for two projects in a row, you will be skipped on the next project. If you refuse three consecutive projects, you will be put on probation for 3 months. No, if you refuse two projects and then accept the next one, the violation count will be reset. The violation will be reset. If you are put on probation twice, USIMAC will remove you from our PBN vendor list for 2 years. If you wish to reapply after that time, you will be required to retest. Penalties will be assessed on a case-by-case review basis in accordance with this document and with the State of Utah Purchase Order Terms and Conditions for Services pursuant to this purchase order. If you would like to temporarily remove yourself from receiving Braille contract requests, there will be no penalty as long as you let us know ahead of time. Mandy?
Moving forward, larger projects will be transcribed in the following order below. When required, it will be noted in special requirements of the contract email as a reminder. However, not all contracts will follow the same workflow. Your editor will provide further details once you receive the approved PO. Before starting any contract, please read through Attachment C agency guidelines for USIMAC Braille projects very carefully. I'm sure everyone will be pleased to hear that we only made minor language clarifications and some content shifting due to number 4 accidentally being omitted in last year's document. We also removed the requirement to submit print copies of the T pages, title page, special symbols, and transcriber's notes. The full document is on our website and it is attached to every bid contract. So this will just be a quick review. Here we have a screenshot of 12A, previously 14A, detailing how you would handle a separate tactographic volume, including picture examples. This process was implemented last year in 2020. Here we have a screenshot of 12B, previously 14B, detailing how you would handle embedded tactographics. Refer to your contract email regarding which process to follow. It's listed directly under the category level where the green arrow is pointing on the screen. We will continue the R1, R2 process, proofreading process, which only applies to the first submission of the first volume of body matter. Subsequent volumes will be proofed as before. This means the first submission will go through 2 sets of proofreading before sending you the proofreading notes. This process provides a better overview of potential issues in subsequent volumes, which in turn improves the overall quality of our work. The error limit will remain the same for the R1, R2, and be no more than 75 total errors. If your volume reaches max errors, it will be returned to you. You will not receive violations during the R1, R2 process. Be cautious when working ahead. If there is an agency or editor decision that will alter subsequent volumes, you will be required to make those changes, even if the volumes have been previously submitted. Cassidy.
Well, hello, everybody. All right, invoicing and receiving payments. Everybody likes to hear about this. So, customer service will verify with your editor the number of pages we received from you against the number of pages you submitted. Once you receive the confirmation email or your final fact sheet, you can email invoice to pbn@usdb.org. You have the option to submit an invoice for completed Braille pages each time you receive a final fact sheet or wait until the end of your project until it's complete. So always include the date, the purchase order number, and the CI number on every invoice. Those are required. It is also very helpful if you include the volume, the page count, and whether or not it closes out that PO. So if that is the last invoice in that project, if you could throw that on the, it just helps me to know, okay, close this PO out. It's very helpful if it's just does not close out this PO or closes this PO. Please note that per state of Utah's terms and conditions, the state will make every effort to complete your payment within 30 days of you sending it in. However, the state does allow up to 60 days to process payments. We ask that you send us a follow-up email if you have not received payment within 30 days of submitting your invoice. And if you have not received payment within 60 days, you can resubmit and include interest charges. But give me a heads up. If after 30 days you haven't seen anything from us, just shoot us an email and I will look into it for you. All right. Here's an example of the final fact sheet that you'll be receiving. It's very similar to the ones we've had in years past. It's just slightly simplified, a little bit shorter and smaller. It'll have the date. It has the CI number, the book title, everything like that on it. So you just make sure to get that onto your invoice and all should be good. Thanks, guys.
Okay, contract violations. What is considered a violation? Here are some examples. Missing a submission deadline by 24 hours, not responding within 24 hours of receipt of the purchase order email, submitting the wrong format, not adhering to agency guidelines and or contract requirements, not following through with corrections within 7 calendar days after proofreading notes are sent, and submitting a volume with more than 45 errors for levels 1 and 2 and 75 errors for level 3 and above, including foreign language level 2. Penalties for violations. The first violation will be a warning. The second violation will result in a 10% deduction in final payment. The third violation will result in a contract cancellation for any current projects and subsequent probation period for 3 months. You will have 24 hours to submit the work you have completed. You will be paid for that piece only, minus the 10% deduction from your second violation, and you will begin your probation period. If you are put on probation twice, USIMAC will remove you from our PBN approved vendor list for 2 years. If you wish to reapply after that time, you will be required to retest. The USIMAC website. You can go to our website by typing in the web address, www.usimac.org. This is where you will find information on how to become a PBN vendor with USIMAC. You will also find resources and trainings, including one example that we have is tips and tricks for using Braille 2000. So check out our website and you are also able to contact us there on the website as well. This slide contains contact information. This concludes our presentation today. The slide contains all the contact information and will be posted on the website sometime next week. It's a pleasure to have all of you here and thank you for joining us. If you have any questions, we will get to the questions if there's any.
I was gonna say, I will stop recording now, but we will stay on and